I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox, and we are talking about conceal and carry weapons permit or CCW permits. What is a conceal and carry permit, and why is it needed?
Concealed carry permits are something Missouri law allows us as adults to have if we wish to carry those upon our person concealed, whether it's in our vehicles, on the roads, anywhere outside of our home, with certain exclusions. The permit, the best thing I can tell you about it right now is if you want to travel out of state, we suggest you have the permit. Although it may be a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, not all states view concealed carry the same, nor do they view concealed carry permits from other states. Missouri reciprocates concealed carry permits from other states, but not all states reciprocate from Missouri. So in Missouri right now, the law is if you are of legal age and legal person, you can carry a concealed weapon upon your person without the permit. And again, our suggestion is if you want to travel out of state, we strongly suggest you have the permit. We make every effort possible to help people get their permits just because that's something I believe in and the Second Amendment. We charge minimal fees for concealed carry permit here. Missouri does require certain guidelines or requirements if you want that permit. You have to have the course by a trained CCW provider. You bring us that training certificate, your driver's license, and $37.25. We have to fingerprint CCW applicants. It can take up to 45 days for that criminal history background to come back from the Highway Patrol. Of that $37.25 of it goes to the Highway Patrol. $10 is the Sheriff's Office fee. And of that $10, $5 we have to send on to the Missouri Sheriff's Association because they organize all the computer system and everything else with the CCWs.
How often are these renewed?
Every 5 years.
And what is the renewal process like?
You just bring $10 to us and we update the information and change that, reissue another card. You get it that same day unless there's some sort of problem that's came up. Again, that $10 fee is minimal. The law allows $50 to be charged. We only charge $10, and $5 of that goes to the Sheriff's Association.
Are these permits transferable, or is it good throughout the entire state?
It's good throughout the entire state. Now, if somebody moves, let's say they're a Livingston County resident, they have their CCW, and they move to Carroll County, they need to notify the Carroll County Sheriff of their address, and he can charge a $10 fee for the change of that.
Are there reasons why you might be denied a conceal and carry permit?
Yes, if somebody has a felony conviction, a number of somewhat recent driving while intoxicated arrests or convictions, if somebody has been found to be incompetent, incapacitated, has a guardian, things like that would prohibit that. Now, something I get asked a lot on concealed carry. Right now, if you're a legal adult to possess a firearm and ammunition, you can have that weapon in your vehicle, concealed, loaded, for example, in your glove box. Now, what we suggest to people is if you happen to get stopped or approached by law enforcement, put both hands on the steering wheel and just give them a heads up. Hey, I do have a loaded weapon in the vehicle. It's in the glove box. It's in the driver's door, under the seat, wherever you have it. And the officer will direct you what they need to do, what they're comfortable with at that time.
Anything else that I didn't ask about that people might need to know?
We've been asked periodically. I've had people call me and say, hey, I want to know if so-and-so's got a CCW permit. They're my neighbor, or I don't like them, or whatever the deal is. Those records are confidential, closed record, and we do the absolute best at protecting closed record information on people. We strive to give the public information that's legal, but those records are entirely closed and not accessible.
That is Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox, and this is Cop Talk.